Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio. We've got a great guest tonight. We've got Sonia Barrett, and she's done some amazing things. She's been on the cutting edge of, getting out a lot of new information. She's an executive producer of the award-winning documentary The Business of Disease, and she's also known for her cutting-edge insights, with much of it supported by quantum physics. Theoretical physicist Dr. Amit Goswami refers to her as a true mystic. Her work bridges the gap between science and spirituality in a simplified format. She addresses the programming beliefs and concepts by which we've lived our lives both individually and collectively. Sonia Barrett is the author of The Holographic Canvas, The Fusing of Mind and Matter, and her second book, A Journey of Possibilities. She is also the publisher of the book, Health, An Inside Job and Outside Business, and it's a supplement to the film. Each chapter is written by those in the film, and her latest book, The 7-Day Program, Simple Ways to Step Outside Your Comfort Zone, Letting Go of Outdated Life. Sonia Barrett has lectured at conferences in the Academy Conference, Conscious Life Expo, the ISSSEEM Conference, and more. You know, she's appeared in on panels and with such visionaries as Bruce Lipton, Dr. Jay Lieberman, Amit Goswami, and Reverend Michael Beckwith, and others. She appeared in a number of documentaries, opening a search for Harry Ghetto Physics, and the movie co-producer E. Raymond Brown, and Will Arndt's producer of What the Bleep Do We Know. I'm just going to go ahead with this interview. So, Sonia, are we with us?
I think so.
Yeah, barely got through that bio.
I think I'm with you.
Yeah, I'm suffering a little vog here. I'm in Maui right now.
Oh. Your throat is a little bit, from the air or just...
Yeah, they've got the volcano and the fog together. They call it vog,
right.
And it does get to you. I need to drink a lot of water.
Yeah, you do.
To get through, but otherwise, it's another day in paradise.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm really feeling for you right now.
Yeah. we've had crazy experiences here. We go out on we went on a whale watch, and we were just surrounded by whales. And the captain of the boat said, somebody here has some great whale karma, and had breaches, got incredible, National Geographic-type photos of these whales. Amazing.
Awesome, bringing in the whales, wherever it is,
yesterday,
they're pulling them in.
Yeah, yesterday all the turtles came in, too. It's just been crazy here.
Yeah.
Just haven't done the dolphins yet. That's next.
Oh, that's next, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
Very cool.
Yeah, it's been amazing here. So, you're doing so many things. I know with the Kennedy stepping forward and being the head of the, I don't know, what position is he stepping into? I'm not sure, but he's going to be going after the pharmaceutical companies and everything. It's kind of leading credence to your work.
Yeah, it's definitely been we've been heading in this direction for several years. If you notice the whole healthcare debacle that's gone on for, I would say really in the last 10 years, it's really heightened between fighting for healthcare. But the whole thing is it's been a matrix of this whole healthcare thing. So right now. I think so. I think the film will line up nicely with it. Even though it does take you on a different journey, mentions it, talks about it, and then it goes, look, you need to take charge of yourself. Stop renting yourself out to these people.
It's
big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like one of the leading causes of death is the pharmaceutical companies in bed and, either misdiagnosed or giving people too many of the wrong pills and crossing different types of pills. And it's unbelievable. It's worse than any war we've been almost. It's just getting beyond belief.
Well, yeah, and again, it's been going on for a while. I just think we live in a time where certain things are heightened, and I think as we've stepped, the further away we've stepped from understanding how to actually take care of ourselves, it's gotten, well, they've been given more power, to need to give people things that will not cure anything. So I think on one side, then there's the responsibility that we have to take for it. But at the same time, we understand the people that are in situations where allopathic medicine should be able to step in where what we would call natural medicine can't. So I think they just needed to be able to work together, as opposed to one just going after money and control of people's lives and their body. But we have to take responsibility and start looking at a different model, is my feeling. People cannot continue to rely on the system having their best interest at heart. I mean, the writing is on the wall. I don't care, politician. Regardless of who's going after pharmaceutical companies, you have to start figuring it out for yourself. How can I better take care of my body?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I've always, if people always ask me, when's the last time you've gone to a doctor? And, the only just recently, but I spent my whole life avoiding them
Right.
and haven't had to deal with it. But just recently I went in just because of a skin condition brought about by all the chemtrails and all the other weird technologies that they've been hammering on us. And, you go to these doctors and they just look at it and they go, oh, it's psoriasis, and,
Right.
or that, they just throw something out, and it's actually not. It may look like it, but it's actually some weird biological thing that's actually created by our own government. And
Right. Well, they need to feel that they know, though. It's like not wanting to admit that you don't know. And then they figure since you don't know and you expect them to know, they don't want to, they can't lose their position then in being the expert. So, and then that's where you have to investigate it for yourself. You have to just start checking into it and figuring it out. But yeah, no, I hear you. That's what they do. And then it doesn't work. What they give you doesn't work. But then what they give you causes some other problem in your body that you didn't have before, but you don't realize that that's what's doing it. You have no idea that that's what's causing it. So.
You have to do the research, and then what I found out is that with my situation, I mean, I went to top biophysicists and I went to people on the inside, and talked to them about what was going on, and I got some help there. But some of this stuff, unless you do know somebody on the inside, you don't know what you're dealing with, and you don't know how to kill it, because the guys that created it know how to get rid of it. They always
Boy,
have.
yeah.
And the only way you can really find out what it is to have somebody on the inside, tell you, like, hey, this is what they sprayed, this is what's going on. And it may be a nanotechnology, it might be a combination of a virus and bacteria or fungus or something. You don't know what it is, and you don't know how to treat it because it's a really complicated organism that, is actually created to see a lot of us go away, basically.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, they get the money for studies and research and all of
Can you
that.
give me some
And
water?
yeah, so it's always the next thing to be figured out, in terms of keeping the masses, I don't know, under some kind of control, various levels of control, I should say, for various people. But again, there's so many factors involved in terms of, how do we bypass, some of this stuff? And I think to at least even to just to be aware, that this is the deal, I think helps more than anything else, because at least at that point, you have the good sense to not readily just accept what is told to you. But if you're in a complete novice to all of it, you're not gonna, And that's what happens with most people. They have no idea, so they just go with what they know. you know, which is traditional, what they call traditional medicine. You know, there was a thing, I'm not sure if you saw it, this was pretty recent, and this, what is it, the Japanese, I think, where they're somehow extracting from, and this is pretty gross, they're making some kind of protein like beef from your stool. And you just go, all you need to just type is why. That's it. W-H-Y. That's it. That's the whole thing. Like, why?
That's pretty funny.
There's nothing else to discuss. Just why.
Because
you have too much money and funding that you don't know what to do with it, so you come up with this stuff.
It's never ending. You know, it's all I can say is, why would you even go there? You know, it's like, that's
I don't know. And then the fact that somebody has actually eaten it, somebody has tasted it to enough to say, well, it tastes pretty much like beef. That's just as scary too. But anyway,
yeah, I want to apply for that job. You know, bring jobs to America. You can be the poop taster.
The poop taster. Jeez, and I thought the parking meter people, I thought that job was bad. But
yeah, exactly. It's one of the few levels below that. So how do you think this is going to affect, you know, with, you know, they're going after the inoculations finally, you know, they're going after that group. I know they had a big raid on the CDC. You know, what was amazed is that people are starting to figure out that all of these major agencies are not really federal. Most of them are, excuse the noise here. We've got, unfortunately, we're in a little place here that's just screened in, so we can't keep the noise down, but, you know, we have to rough it a little bit. But what's interesting is that, how do you think that's going to affect the, your work?
I'm sorry. I missed, like, a good portion of what you said. For some reason, it just sort of went out, and I didn't hear that part.
Okay, well, so I know they did the raid on the CDC, mm-hmm. you know, and they got that information, and now they're kind of getting the information on the autism that was intentionally spread, you know, which was a biggie. You know, hopefully some people will end up doing some time on that one. That's beyond ridiculous. But, you know, all the other stuff, I mean, they're putting noggles in the system, in the inoculations, which totally shuts down your ability to process vitamin D. So again, that's a kill, you know, program. You add the thimerosal and all the detergents and the formaldehyde and all the other garbage they're putting in there. It just keeps escalating, you know, have you looked into that, and where do you think that's going to go?
Well, this is ongoing, though. This has been going on for a while. I just think they started adding, you know, more things, and I think it's becoming more public, this kind of discussion about it. But it's not like it's new. It's just gotten progressively more severe. I mean, I think that right now, in terms of people fighting for not having to do the vaccines, because let's face it, it ultimately it's going to come down to that. It has to. I don't see any other way around it unless people begin to find a way to say no. I don't know where else you can go with it. It has to be where enough people wake up to understanding the impact of these vaccines on people's bodies, the child's body, and even the flu shots. So I think it comes down to that, and I think that what I've seen is there's a lot of people who really are getting upset with people who are not wanting to vaccinate. This mm-hmm. is the part that is crazy. I'm sure you've heard that.
Oh, yeah.
And so, the sadly, the system tends to look towards the ignorant and the majority is ignorant, I would say, and they look towards the ignorance, siding with the nonsense, as we've seen with this election, mm-hmm. siding with the nonsense, and then that nonsense, because there's so many of those idiotic voices, they tend to go with that, like the people have spoken. Mm-hmm. I mean, so I think that it has to be about more of this information where people are somehow eventually more people are getting it. Because the more people that say no to something, the more there's nobody to do it to. That, I mean, that, where else can we go with it? And that's anything at all. Mm-hmm. But if you don't have enough people saying no and questioning, they will always find a way to slide something by.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people that aren't vaccinating, and there are ways around not vaccinating, even though you can't use that form anymore. And they always say that they're trying to close it up so you can't. But you know what? There's always a loophole. There is always an out. There mm-hmm. is always a way. You just have to figure out what that way is. Just like any contract, you read it. You can read it 10 times. Eventually, you'll find something in there. But you know, there's always a way. And I think that's where we have to go with it.
Yeah, it seems like there's the only thing we can do is educate, you know, people.
Yep.
And get the masses behind this stuff. And, you know, everybody's watching, you know, Trump and the elections and everything he says and does, and you know, whether they're spinning it or whatever, it's crazy. But you know, they're all watching this thing on the inoculations, and so it did bring it right into everybody's living room, you know, where they can look at what's going on, and hopefully enough people will listen to the evidence, you know, on why they raided the CDC and you know what the additives are doing. And you know, when you take a baby and I don't know how many shots they give them, something like 30 or something, and
yeah.
with filled with their thimerosal, that's so much mercury. And if they did research on what mercury does to your brain cells and your nerve cells, they would never ever admit, you know, submit to any of that.
Well, that's why they won't, though, because then you have the dental aspect of it, too, when they were denying that. So it's a domino effect, not just in one area, but in other areas. And so they want to keep that, you know, from being a focus. But I think but one of the things that really creates the issues with babies or children getting these shots, it's even worse when they give them all these shots back to back. This is where it really increases the possibility for autism or any other illnesses. You figure how sick a child is with one shot or whatever the couple shots they get when they come home, much less to have the child getting, you know, how I don't remember what the amount is, 13, 14, 15, whatever it is, all at once. It is crazy. Why do they need to have like the AIDS vaccine in the shots? Why do you need to have all this madness inside these shots? And their parents that, again, they don't understand and they swear by it and get upset with the people who don't vaccinate because they think that now their child is exposed to it. Well, if your child got the vaccine, then you shouldn't have to worry about it then. If that's the case, we're the ones who aren't vaccinating that we should be worried then. So it's really interesting.
Yeah, I've seen that. It's like, you know, I'm going to poison my kid so everybody else has to, you know, I'm going to take the risk so everybody else has. And that's always blown me away, the logic behind that, you know, that, like, you know, trying to force everybody else to vaccinate their kids, you know, because you know, their vaccinated kids are going to be exposed to it. It makes no sense whatsoever.
It makes no sense, because if the kid is vaccinated, then it should be okay. It's just like, you know, that's just logic then. Since you so believe in the vaccines, then you should be fine.
Yeah.
Then there should be no problem, you know. So, but they're such sheeples and don't assess or really investigate anything, that they're not even thinking clearly. And when you're driving down the street and you're seeing, you know, get your flu shots here, you know, or whatever, over at Walgreens or Target or, you know, Vons, I don't know, That to me is a clue. There's a problem right there. You know, I'm waiting for them to have it at the fast food places. You can get it done at McDonald's, or
See, stick your arm out in the drive-through.
then you get a free burger with each shot. We're
Free.
laughing, but people, there are people that would do it.
It's free Happy Meal, you know? It's like,
Happy
you're not gonna be happy later, but that's all right. You know, you're in the moment, you know, you got your shot and you're happy.
Well, happy or numbed, you know, in the Happy Meal is additional numbing, you know, cocktails.
exactly. It never ends. The you know, I'd love to get your take on you know, people call it the Trump effect, and I call it the Trump process because it's thrown the world into a major process-oriented therapy session, you know. And I was getting, you know, I was looking at this thing from another level, and so, you know, I saw a lot of women, you know, making crazy statements, and they're basing their whole reality on fake news, you know, or things that have been proven to be false. And it seems to be triggering a lot of the wounds and traumas, you know, and wrong conclusions from past experiences, probably even past lives as well. It is all coming up and adding into this thing. And I was talking about that, and I said, you know, this is a process, and if people would go within and own their stuff, and you know, Byron Katie took a woman through it. It is amazing. I sent it out on YouTube where she took her through her stuff, and then at the end, she realized that she didn't, you know, all the stuff, you know, was actually created in her own mind. Not that Trump is perfect, you know, he's got some things going on, but
well, he's a catalyst. I mean, you know, he's a catalyst. I absolutely agree.
You know, and I see these things, you know, with Soros and these other guys funding all these things, you know, like Black Lives Matters, all these other, every group has got this Soros funding behind it. And I'm all in for all lives matter, and we do have to address, you know, there is, you know, there are issues, there is race profile and things like that going on. You know, we have to get beyond that somehow. I don't even know how to do that,
If you did, wow. Wow. Yeah.
I just see everybody as a soul, you know, everybody jumped into a multicolored meat suit, you know, and we're all souls and we all come at the same source, and that works for me. But you know, and
But
God
it's
loves
a game.
diversity, you know.
But I think we have to realize that, you know, it is a human game, and I think if people could really understand that it is a human game, and that means that all kinds of experiences are available to one, depending on what you come into this life to experience. So there's a variety of experiences, and all of it, every single thing that's happened, every horrific thing, and everything that we consider to be beautiful is all part of what is allowed. And that's, you know, that's what we have to realize, is that we are allowed to do anything. We say, well, we have free will. When you look at it, human beings are allowed to do the thing that you could not even you and I probably we could not even conceive of in our minds of doing. There's somebody that has done the most horrific thing. So something allows, we are allowed to be and to do. And this is why we have a diversity of what we call insanity to sanity. It swings to the extremes in both ways. But I think that Trump at this time, as annoying as he totally is, he represents an opportunity. He represents power, but he represents an opportunity for human beings to wake up to, really, like you said, reclaiming themselves. It is an opportunity for people to wake up and see what they're made of, and take their power back. I wrote a little thing and put it up on Facebook the other day, and it says, "You have the power to take back your power with the same power you used to give it away." Now, people don't realize that, because we get distracted and caught up in giving away power. Because there's so much that gets to come, you know, come from that. We get to be victims. We get to, you know, sympathy. There's a lot that you get to experience, as well as the person that is going to then be the activist or do whatever. So, I mean, you know, then you couldn't get people who get to chant for peace. You get the chance to chant for peace. You get to, if you couldn't chant for peace if somebody wasn't over here, you know, going to war or whatever. So we get these, this thing, this pendulum that swings in two extreme opposite positions, so that people can begin to have the experience that they need. I'm sorry, that's Donald calling. Gosh, and I can't get it to stop.
That's okay. A little background noise. I've got all kinds of things. I've got dogs and kids and everything going on here.
But anyway, so it is a time where people can become self-reliant, self-empowerment. It's self-responsibility. It's that time. And then when what you were saying about Byron Katie, what she was doing with that woman, that's exactly what I'm speaking about. It's an opportunity. Right now, the environment, the energy of this paradigm, is presenting that opportunity for people to begin to take ownership of self. Take ownership of self. Stop getting lost in scenarios and, you know, we're lost in our imagination. And that's what sounds like that lady did. We let our imagination run wild with, based on what we've seen in the media, what we've seen in our past, what we probably came in with, what we've had happen in our, seen in our childhood or experience. That's why people live off of past information. They live off the past. Nobody lives right here, right now. You take the information from your past, and then you create scenarios about the future. That's all you do. We build concepts and ideas about, you know, based on all the fear that's floating around right now, and that fear is triggering everybody's hidden, you know, hidden fears, and it's all coming up.
Yeah, it's what I found out. It's basically, it's funny. BBS is trying to get a hold of me, but they're a little late. But
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
that's
going back into that, what I've tried to tell people that, you know, there are unseen negative influences that are at play here. And they feed off the negative energies, the negative emotions, and all the other stuff, you know. And it's quite a mess. And now with all this chaos and division and everything else, it's creating a feeding frenzy, you know. And if if you're into Christianity, you know, Satan's winning on this one. You know,
something's getting full. Let's just put it that way. Because there's a whole lot of fear energy, just like, boom, it's everywhere. A fear energy, all of it, it just plugs into fear. All of the distractions, all of the division, you know, all of that, it's all based on fear. So something is feeding that. And like I just said to someone the other day, I said, you know, this is no different than parasites, you know, in your body. Everything wants to live. Everything wants to experience life. And what you just said about those forces that are latching onto that and feeding off of it, we live in this multi-layered, multi-faceted, multi-dimensional experience. And things are there, you know, looking, seeking to experience and to be alive in whatever format that thing is in. And fear is certainly a fuel, no different than putting gasoline in your car. You know, it's available. Something is feeding off of this much fear, because there's a lot of fear and chaos right now.
Exactly. And, you know, I try to explain to people, you know, you know, go within, you know, clear up your own stuff first and then see what's left, you know, if you want to go march. And if you are going to march for peace, you need to be at peace. You know, you can't take your wounds and traumas, you know, to the march, because that's just, you know, creating a bigger mess. And, you know,
it's a distraction.
Yeah.
It's a lot of it. Well, I mean, in distraction from dealing with your own stuff. And I think sometimes, you know, people don't realize it. Even in marching, you know, for a cure and a lot of that stuff, people like to be part of something. They like the idea. People are trendy also. And the idea of being part of something for some people, it's very exciting, and it does, it's a distraction also, once again, from looking at yourself and from dealing with your own situations. And so, you know, so I see that as a huge part of what's going on. Because if you actually went into yourself and you started to really take an honest look and you start really taking things apart, what you're going to find is that there's nothing there, that your fears really were unfounded. It's not supported by anything. And so therefore, maybe, no, you wouldn't go running off. The other thing I want to say is that a group is only as strong as the strength of the individual. Each person needs to be strong, be in their own power and strong. That is, to me, if you're going to have any kind of group, that's what it's about. It's each person standing in their own power.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I think we have this thing, and it's like, you know, Einstein talked about that, you know, doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. This is a form of insanity. I think it was him, but...
Yeah, it was.
You know, I see this thing is we have this thing where we give our power away, and we create these positions of power, and they're always filled by people that end up abusing that. They abuse that power, and they end up, you know, turning against us. And I think, you know, that our system just, it's, you know, I hate to say it, but it's broke. I don't think it's fixable. I really don't. I think we need a council of grandmothers, you know.
And a few
other sub agencies to carry things out, and that, and and that would actually solve a lot of our problems.
Well, I think you have to build a new model, and that's what I'm talking about. This thing is too broken to be fixed. And so the only way that we can do that is for each person to begin to awaken to all of what we're saying right now. When each person awakens, then they start coming into their own power. They wipe the sleep from their eyes and begin to figure out what works for them. What works for them? Oh my gosh, I have given my power away. Let me snap out of this. What can I do now to change, make that change in my life? And I think that starts to send a ripple. And so I don't think everything is necessarily about being, you know, vocal, going to war. I think sometimes silence can be the most powerful, because human beings, especially for the system right now, the political system, we're too predictable. And so they launch things, conditions, ways to control the masses based on that predictability. Because people are living off of recorded information. Pretty much most people are not, like, they're not even awake. It's like a robot, and they're just an auto. And the system banks on that sort of automated process, and they feed more information to them to just stimulate or to trigger more of the robotic responses.
Yeah, I agree. I see people, you know, they get up in the morning, they turn their TV on, and to figure out how they're supposed to think, you know, or to set their belief systems in the world in which they live.
Get their program upload.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's really interesting.
That just doesn't fit, you know.
Yeah. I want to say real quickly too, James, before we forget, now that we're talking about power and all of that, I had decided to do like an hour and a half sort of a talk that's next, I think it's next Friday the 24th. It's a webinar, so people can always tune in. But it's what's the name of the webinar? What it means to give your power away and what it means to take it back. And the reason why I decided to do that, when I wrote that little four-line thing and I put it up on Facebook, there were people that were actually saying, I don't know how to take my power back. You know, so I sort of, this, you know what, I'm going to do something. I'm going to do maybe an hour and a half long talk about identifying when you've actually given away your power, because some people don't even know that they have. They don't recognize it because they've lived like that for so long. It's normal. You know, whether it be in your own home, your relationship, externally, in your job, it's just all over the place. So I wanted to really let people know about that. And they can find out more about it on the website, on the realsoniabarrett.com website.
Great. Yeah, I think that's so necessary right now. And, you know, I think too, I'm sure you'll probably address it, but, addressing, you know, where did they get their belief system, or where they got their information, you know, to create their reality, you know, that's so important, because, you know, I think, you know, always question authority, you know, for one thing. And, you know, the lamestream news is so fake now. It's like, and that's one thing I really do love about Trump, is he's calling it out.
He's calling
them out on their stuff, and he's not messing around. He just said, you're
fake. Well,
he's
familiar with it, though. He's familiar with BS.
That's the world he's lived in, you know. Yeah,
exactly. He's a very good used car salesman. So he represents, you know, all of these possibilities, and we can either spend our time being distracted by him, or we can go, okay, this is what this guy represents. And he's like, he's shaking everything and everybody up in every which way, good, bad, and indifferent, mm-hmm. whether you like him or not like him. It's a real shakeup, and it is showing, especially here in America, it's showing what we really think. And I think, yes, racism has been a really big feature in this matrix, this Trump matrix, mm-hmm. Because that's what's come up a lot. It's like, you know, there are people that have suddenly have a voice, and he represents those people, at least whether he believes that or not. These people are reading into things that he said. They've interpreted it in a way that supports them. Everybody is. So, this is an opportunity, and people are either going to be more divided, or they're going to start learning to come together.
Yeah.
Or not come together, you know, or either way, you got to wake up your own self.
Yeah. You know, one thing I do really, I'm totally in support of, is draining the swamp, you know, and he does seem to be doing that. And he does seem to be, actually making sense out of the last administrations and what they're up to. And they're just, you know, pay for profit, basically. They, you know, play for profit, basically. But, it was sad, you know, the way things were being done. I'd love to get your take on a lot of the immigration stuff. How do you view that?
Well, you know, that's an interesting one, too, for me. Yeah, child of an immigrant, obviously, was born in Jamaica. Lived here pretty much all my life, but a citizen of this country. And I feel for the people for many different reasons. And I think that it's such a big question. I don't even know if I can honestly answer it the way that I think I would like to answer it. It is such a big question, and there's so much around it. I understand what he is saying, but at the same time, I think that we also forget that this whole darn country is made up of immigrants, mm-hmm. and I think the approach to doing this is what I have a challenge with. The approach to doing this is just, there's an insensitive approach. There's no emotion involved, as from what I see. It's just cut and dry. This is what I'm doing. Boom. I'm you know, Xing people out. I don't think the approach is the thing to do. And you can, people with green cards and that kind of thing, it is a bit much. You leave the country, you have a green card, you're supposed to be able to be here, and suddenly you can't come back in. So I think that there has to be a different model, but there's no emotion, there's no heart, is what I feel in any of these decisions that are being made. And also the U.S.'s position in some of the countries, you know, some of these places that they've created this situation too, to why people are running situations that we don't even know about. And I've seen it with my own little island, Jamaica, you know, that's not as strong and powerful financially like it used to be. And this stuff has happened all over the place. And then you get people screaming about the immigrants coming here. But have you investigated some of what, you know, this country's involvement have been into some of these places and why this is like that? And I think this serves to probably just anger more people. I almost think that it may backfire as opposed to really helping.
Yeah, I agree. It's kind of a catch-22 situation. It's like, okay, we bombed these guys into oblivion, you know, into the dark ages, and then we open the door and say, yeah, come on over,
you know? yeah
and of course they're going to be pissed off and have some resentment, you know, and we've killed their children, their families, their wives.
You
think they'd be a little upset, you know, that's kind of a given, you know. And but then when you just, you know, and Trump wasn't part of that. He's always been against the war, you know. So, but now he's got a mess. He's got this huge mess on his hands. How do you, you know, to me, I'm really glad I'm not in his shoes, because to deal with this, I said, it might begin with a major apology, you know, just say, hey, we're sorry for the past administrations, what they've done. We're going to try to straighten this out, you know, and rebuild. We can't bring your people back, but, you know, and we're going to clean house and hold the people accountable here that did that.
You know? Yeah, I mean, you know, James, I think it's just so much bigger, too, because, you know, I get it that he's there. But at the same time, you know, I cannot not look at his own corporate actions as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, my thing is, we have, because we don't know, I honestly, I don't know to what extent he's done his business and what his involvements have been in way in the back with some of these companies, some of these major corporations, because they're also looped together.
Yeah.
People at the certain monetary level, and I have nothing against the wealthy. Understand this. I am all for it. But what I'm saying is, what we've seen of that model and of the manner in which the world is run by the people, you know, these five people or 10 people that have money.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we have to really step back and really take a look at that. But he is not doing a lot of this from the standpoint of really thinking about, you know, I think emotionally, people, and then his cabinet, then a lot of those people are people who are incredibly wealthy. And then there's this notion that because they're wealthy, they must know what they're doing. We don't know what their business practices have been. We don't know how they've operated their thing. The United States, like all of the country, is a business. And I think people just need to wake up to that. This is a business that we're fighting over. This is what's happening. You live in a business. And that's the bottom line of it. And that's how they're trying to sort this out, like a business at this time. So that's my thing. And then he made a comment that, you know, this for the first time, this is the most intelligent cabinet they've ever had, just because they all have money. That is such an ignorant, it's such an ignorant statement. Yet I'm not political, because I really don't get into any of it. Because the minute somebody decides to run for president, I'm suspicious of you to begin with. So it doesn't matter who runs. I'm suspicious that you want to run for office or anything. I already question it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, you know, that's kind of where I am in terms of, you know, you ask me, and that's kind of what my thoughts are. So yeah, he may come in and he may do some wonderful things that we don't expect. But I cannot get away from the fact that of him also as a person, as an individual, as a business owner, as, you know, part of the corporate world, the things that he's, you know, actually done that we don't know of, no different than any of these other big corporations, which, you know, stand at the top.
I always tell people, you know, I said, we didn't really have a choice, you know. There wasn't really a Gandhi running, you know. And so we ended up with Trump, you know. And it was, again, you know, the choices that we have are always indicative of, you know, the power structures and things like that. But it's sad, you know, that Bernie Sanders just kind of pulled the rug out from everybody and just dropped out, you know. And then basically Hillary did steal the
What a fiasco this whole thing has been, though. It has been such a fiasco. But I tell you what, though, James, if nothing else, more people for the first time have a better understanding of the whole electoral process.
I know. If you didn't. That's what I was going to say. You know, Obama promised transparency, and he did. You know, it was so transparent how corrupt everything was. You know, especially with Hillary in there, you couldn't miss it. You know, and now this whole process, the elections, and you know, and she gets the questions ahead of time. Hillary does. You know, it's just like, God, at what point do you go, wait a second? You know, and all the emails and you know, and one thing I don't want to go too much into it, but you know, this massive pedophile ring, which is an abomination.
That's a whole other matrix in itself, right there. Where do you begin?
Yeah, and I just think, you know, if he could get that just that cleaned up, you know, and really expose that and bring it out, you know, that's going to be a major bonus round, you know, and maybe. Maybe he's an interim thing. You know, he's there to, you know, to drain the swamp, get rid of this pedophile stuff and stop some of the corruption, you know.
But that pedophile stuff is deep, though. I mean, I remember reading years ago, back in the 90s, Transformation of America, Kathy O'Brien, and I could hardly get through that book. And this is back in the 90s, right?
Yeah.
This is before any of this. Nobody knew about, hardly anybody knew about any of this. And you would just think this is just can't be true. None of this can be true.
Yeah.
And so now here it is, what, 20 something years later, finally it's like making its way around to people waking up to it. And then look at the Netherlands, where they want to make pedophilia pass legislation to allow it, you know, for kids, what is it, 11 and up or something like that, it's, you know, I know, that's what I mean, though, but this has been going on for, I don't know, for a while. It's very deep. It's big. That's all I can say. It's so disturbing.
Yeah. It's, to me, that's the most disgusting thing I think I've seen on the planet. I mean, it's just the ultimate abuse of power, and you can't get more decadent than that. And I really hope it is going to come up. I've been assured by the higher dimensional beings that this is all going to come up and be dealt with, and on one way or another, either energetically, these people aren't frequency specific to the planet and its evolutionary process, so they're going to take themselves out, or you know, just the basic, you know, legal system is going to finally do its job, you know, and take care of that.
Well, there's a lot of people involved in this. That's why this is a massive domino effect. This is a massive chain reaction, in terms of, you know, who's involved and at what level. And then there's, you know, then you go into this whole sex magic thing. So there's like a whole other level. There's layers of this insanity, that is happening, where these people don't see it as an issue. They see that we are the ones that don't understand.
Yeah, I know.
That we don't get it. So,
exactly.
Yeah, we're the ones with the problems. Yeah. So, so, you know, and with that said, again, here comes education, the need for people to be educated, people to really be more on top of what's going on with their children. I again, this is coming back for me, to self-awareness, for people to really begin to own their lives, meaning be present, be available to yourself. Don't be so robotic. Let's pay attention. Let's start running our own lives. You know, like you get out there and run a business, run your own life. And that involves, you know, the people you're responsible for, which is, you know, your children.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I just, some of the stuff that's been coming out in the news and the depth of it and everything else, and it's just mind-boggling. And I knew it was bad, you know, and I knew there was a lot of satanic worship and ceremonies and things going on, but I didn't know how deep it was and how, you know, and how involved, you know, all the way to the top it was. And now that's all being exposed. And it's probably great, you know, that is finally is being exposed. You know, because it definitely needed to come out.
Yeah, but and at the same time, I think what I find interesting is, you know, sometimes movies, it depends on how some of this is depicted. I think part of it is, you know, we've got the internet now. There are people who may have had this kind of thought before in their minds, but now we have the internet and all that sort of stimulates or triggers it or authorizes. So it's all coming up. It's like a pimple, like a boil that is, you know, it's going to be, it's popped. And now here, you know, here it's start coming up. So I think, you know, hopefully more people will begin to wake up to the fact that this stuff is going on, has been going on.
I agree. I know the internet. When I first heard this stuff, you know, and then there's like a big psyops thing trying to block it, you know, and try to make it all fake. And you can tell, you know, where there's that much smoke, there's got to be fire. And then it just kept escalating more and more and more. And you know, people kept kind of disappearing and dying and getting death threats and everything else. So that we're covering, you know, what was going on. So, you know, if that's going on, it's definitely got, you know, some legs to it. And now I think it's finally with, you know, the New York Police Department and the people within there and the good people within the FBI, you know, they have, you know, all of the evidence. They have, you know, names. They know who's involved in what. And, you know, there just needs to be a massive house cleaning.
Yeah, there definitely has to be. And, and then the ones that are at the top that are, you know, the ones that are in authority, in major powerful positions, that's where it gets interesting. You know, how much can they shut down or not shut down? All this, also, the other thing I wanted to say is what I find interesting too is the fact that now we're hearing more about fake news, you know, a lot of fake news. And I think we also have to be careful that what is happening is that it's an opportunity to confuse people with when there is true real news, because now they're now knowing that there's fake news, that it's easy to slip in real news, but then people are so confused now they don't know what's real news. So I think that there's always this sleight of hand thing that happens. Okay, yeah, we're going to start talking more about fake news. We're going to start telling you more about fake news because now we can confuse you. We can throw you off with real information. So, and these guys, you know, those that are unidentifiable to some degree, that have been running this kind of operation for such a long time, they're good at it. They've been doing it for a very, very long time. Mm-hmm. And people have been sheeples for a very long time. So then people have been experts at being sheeples as much as they've been experts at running the sheeples.
Yeah.
So, exactly. You know, so it's a real wild process to watch. Very, very wild. But you do a lot, James. You know, you put out a lot of information and you're certainly a go-to, you know, for a lot of people. You know, looking at things and what's going on and so on. So, that's a really huge plus.
I agree. I think the bottom line right now, the big group lesson here is basically personal responsibility and accountability. You know, if you don't like what's going on, hold those people you've given your power to accountable. But get really clear with yourself is that you're not part of the process. You know, you're not just adding your old wounds and traumas and whatever belief system you've created. You know, we really need to start questioning that. Like, okay, where did I get this information? Where did it come from? Do I know this to be true?
Yes.
And, you know, because I can say, you know, with all this nonsense out there, I can actually say with 100% accuracy that I don't know. You know, I don't have all the truth. But I'm doing the research and I'm finding out, you know, my own research, and I'm going to places that I can trust and even questioning those as well. So, you know, without any preconceived ideas. So I think the bottom line is we have to do our own research and really look into it. And, you know, to me, we just have to hold fast to the universal principles that are necessary for a healthy society and environment, you know, basically universal law. And apply that in everything that we do, and apply that to our leadership as well.
Absolutely. It's endless questioning, and you and I are coming from that same place when we're saying it is about self-awareness, self-responsibility, self-reliance. It's all about self, taking back your power. Taking back your power. You got to start taking back the power from in your own little circle. In your own little center, whether it be feeling like you've lost power, whether it be in your job or in your relationship, you have to begin to see where the holes are, where is the power drains in your life, and be okay with owning that, because it's not about blaming yourself. It's looking, again, like James said, where did I get this information from? You know, am I just running around regurgitating stuff that I heard somewhere else with absolutely nothing to support it? You have to start taking time to do your own investigation and realize that there is nobody coming to save you per se. This is what this paradigm is about. And Trump is forcing people, whether they realize it or not, to come into their own and stand up in their own power. And that's what this guy represents.
Yeah, I agree. And too, you know, he's if you really look in the big picture, like, this planet is just a process. You know, he's the perfect guy for that role right now, you know, to really get us to look at, like, everything. You know, everything is coming up. There's nothing, no stones being left unturned. And so we have a choice on whether we're going to get into reactionary mind or creationary mind, or be a victim, or you know, take back our power.
That's absolutely. And that's just been done. It's so done, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
The victim thing is, like, so done. It's so, and you have to come to that place where you're like, you know what, I'm just tired. I don't want to play that anymore. Because it's all you're doing. You're playing a character. You're playing a role. You're playing a part. And, you know, you get typecast in that part? Could be. You know, you just have to wake up to that and go, I really don't want to play that anymore. So what can I do now? How can I not play this role anymore?
I agree. You know, we're at the end of the hour, unfortunately, but what's the best way to get in contact with you, and for any upcoming events or things that you've got coming in the future here?
Well, therealsoniabarrett.com is my main website, and I want to make sure I let people know that, yes, finally, the film, the documentary, The Business of Disease, is distribution released on the 21st of February, which is next week, Tuesday, on a lot of major platforms in television and radio, which is Dish Network, Cox, Frontier Communications, and also in Canada, Verizon as well, is one of the networks, and then iTunes and Vudu and Vimeo and so on. And so they can find out more. We're doing a Facebook Live on the 21st at 6 p.m. Pacific time, just to kick off that launch, so you can join us. So therealsoniabarrett.com is my website. You can Facebook me to see that information as well. And the retreat. I got to remind you about the retreat. There is a retreat in August. It's a yearly retreat that we do at different places. It's the 16th through the 20th, and it's in the Sequoias right here in California. So it's going to be awesome. I told you about the 1.5 hour workshop that I'm going to be doing on the 24th, which is next Friday. What it means to give away your power and what it means to take it back. And you can find out more about that as well at therealsoniabarrett.com. And anything else you want to find out about me. And then I have tons of YouTube videos if you want to know more about what I'm talking about. Just type my name in.
Awesome. Well, it's been an honor and a pleasure as usual talking with you. I love your insights on all of this stuff. Keep up the great work and we'll be in touch.
Thank you so much, James. Have an awesome day.
All right, you too. All right, this is James again with As You Wish Talk Radio, signing off. Have a great evening. Good night.